98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Another type of business that reopened yesterday are the creches around the country. They reopened after almost, 3.5 months of close down, and many parents brought their children back to creche so they themselves could return to work. But how was the experience for you? What was it like dropping your child back off at creche? Are you one of the many parents who is still very anxious about letting your child return to creche? In a moment, we're going to find out how one of Dublin's most popular creches got on yesterday when they reopened. But we want to hear from you. Are you sending your child back to creche? And if so, are you nervous about it? Are you putting it off for the foreseeable future? Is it a case that you're not back to work yet, so the child's not going back to creche yet? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. I want to find out how you're feeling about the whole creche industry. We know at the start of all this, there was pandemonium because the Taoiseach announced on, I think it was the 12th of March, that all creches were being closed, all schools were being closed with immediate effect from 6 o'clock that evening. Do you remember that? The speech from Washington. And I want to find out whether or not you have or are planning to bring your children or your child back to creche. And if so, how are you feeling about it? You can send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Or better still, call me on 6797981. So as I said, yesterday, along with many other businesses, creches around the country reopened after 3.5 months. Karen Clintz is the founder of Tigers Childcare. Over 1,200 children attend their creches. She says yesterday's reopening ran very smoothly. Am I quoting you correctly, Karen?
You are. We Good. Were delighted, really, to, first of all, to open the doors back up. But I suppose it was easy as such for it to go okay yesterday. We have 100% of our staff in our full daycare centres back and only 40% of our children. So there was lots of hands on deck, lots of staff available within the classroom spaces. So it went as smooth as we can. I mean, we had a few tears, but that's very, very normal. Mm. But for the most part, it ran really well.
40% of your normal child level, is that imposed upon you, or is that something you've chosen to do, or is it because parents aren't bringing their kids back, or is it a mixture of all of the above?
It's mostly due to parents not returning to work yet, and I'm having to give those parents a bit of flexibility until the September time to enable them to be able to do what's working best for them. So we would have surveyed our parents and asked them, you know, when they expected to return. And we only have a 40% uptake. That's for a number of reasons. I suppose it's due to working, parents being able to continue to work from home. It's also due to nervousness as well. So I think we thought the best thing to do was to continue to open the doors, even at 40%, to be able to show parents our policy is working and instill some confidence. Mm,
okay, so tell me what is different in terms of the way in which parents and children interact with the creches.
Yeah, for children, their feeling is very, very much the same, and that's probably why it went well yesterday. They're still within their classroom spaces, although it's a hub, and the teachers don't switch across. But for them, the experience is much the same. For our parents, they have to now leave their children at the door for the most part. And that's difficult for parents. You know, it's not something we'd like to continue on long term. Very much believe in the parents being on the premises. You know, it instills confidence in the parents. It's also helpful for the child as well for moving across. However, for our colleagues, it's quite a different space. And for us as a company, it's quite different. So, you know, if you can imagine, we open most services from 7:30 until 6:30 in the evening at least. So for the first part of the day, you know, we would have quieter times and classes might be in together. And so at the moment we can't because everyone's in a hub in their classroom. So every single classroom has to open from 7 in the morning. You can imagine that's a lot of extra staffing. We've extra staff that have to bring the children from the doors and greet the parents into their classroom. and we need to have a COVID officer that's looking after tracking who's on the premises every day. So for our colleagues, it's very different. For our parents, it's a bit different. But for the most important people that come every day, it's actually quite the same.
OK, now in terms of your staff, obviously we know the kids are being put into different pods and the same teacher works with those children day after day and so on. But are staff wearing PPE gear or is that a bit intimidating for children?
No, our colleagues have face masks available to them. However, it's not compulsory for them to wear those. And we wouldn't recommend it for younger children, really, because, you know, it's quite strange for them to be looking at the carer with a mask on. However, for staff that might be a bit nervous, of course, our colleagues have that available to them.
OK, so tell me about the pods and how exactly that works.
So as we know, children, they can't, you know, they can't keep away from each other. They want to play together. And that's very, very normal for them. So social distancing cannot happen for the children. So what we have is within the classroom spaces, we have the normal ratios of children. However, the adults within that room understand that they have to socially distance from each other. They don't mix with any other staff within any other classrooms, and they don't mix within any spaces without those spaces being sterilised. So, such as if a staff goes to use a staff room or goes into an office, it has to be fully decontaminated before any other staff member comes in. So, it's a little bit different. But again, it's, you know, to keep things normal for children. It's been very unnormal for children.
Absolutely, yeah.
This amount of time with just a few adults. It's not normal for the development. So for us, it's about getting those children back into an environment that's safe, first of all. And then second of all, a space that they can develop the way they should.
Now, you carried out an internal survey of parents. What sorts of questions did you ask and what sorts of answers did you get?
It was more in regards to when they were returning rather than any questions. We've just continually, I suppose, throughout this process, and I suppose another reason why yesterday went very well is we've been planning this reopen since the 13th of March. So we've been going through policy documents and, you know, doing different scenarios of what would work. And we've continually communicated with our parents as well as our colleagues, you know, and gotten feedback to change those documents as they work. So I think that's been a big part of the process and really important in being able to reopen and have a good day yesterday.
All right. Now, you said that you have all of your staff back, which is fantastic to hear. But you're operating at the moment at 40% capacity. Can you safely go back to where you were in March with 100% capacity?
We can look after 100% capacity. We don't have, we run a number of different services. So we run preschool services and after school services, the school age childcare. Those services haven't reopened yet. So it's only our 5 full day services. Our full-day services, we're lucky. We've generally quite big buildings, so we're able to accommodate the extra space. The big thing for us is going to be in around financing. So it's, you know, when we get back to 100% capacity, our staff will probably need to be at 120, 130% in order to be able to keep up with the new requirements. And so there's an extra cost involved in that. We can't push it to parents. As we know, prior to COVID, parents are crying out that childcare is too expensive. Mm-hmm. So the only way that we can fund that and keep our industry alive is through continued government support. We only have a commitment till September. So that's really, you know, our next big concern. If we don't have support, I mean, we are a well-funded company, but most companies in Ireland, childcare companies, they're small, they struggle. They won't be able to keep up the extra cost and you'll have an industry that becomes extinct.
Mm. All right. Well, look, we hope that day comes that the state does provide more funding to childcare, because we've discovered over the last number of months how important your service is for so many parents. And as you said, with only 40% occupancy at the moment, it will come a time, hopefully, that everybody is back to work and parents will need your services all the more. It's good to hear that your opening day went flawlessly, and that obviously will instill a bit of confidence in parents that it is safe to send your children back to creche.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we want them to know. It's all about making sure that the environment is safe, you know, that we have good tracking systems in place, and that their children can come through those doors and be well looked after. And I think, you know, being open and parents being able to see that will instill confidence.
All right. Well, look, I wish you the very best in the months ahead. Karen Clintz, founder of Tiger Childcare, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. And we'd like to hear from you on 6797981. Does that make you feel a little bit better? Are you nervous about sending your child back to creche? Have you put it off? Have you put it on the long finger because you don't know how safe it is? Maybe you feel a little bit better after hearing Karen about her experience. Maybe you're working in a creche. I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can also text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Now, Amy, you're on 98FM. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Amy. Amy, you sent your 2-year-old little boy back yesterday. How did it go?
Grand. I was actually expecting him to cry because he was at home for so long, but he ran into the room and he couldn't believe his toys were there and his teachers were there. He was delighted to go back. The creche he's in has a big garden, so we go through the side gate and drop them in. So we're not going into the room, but we're in the... Every room has their own garden in his creche.
Mm-hmm.
So we just drop them at the door, really, and at the back door, and they just go in. But he loved it. He went in for an hour yesterday, and he didn't actually want to come home. So...
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
I was nervous sending him at the start, but the creche that he's in done a Zoom call with all the parents to explain what's going to happen when they do come in, and was showing us what was going to happen in the room and stuff. So that was peace of mind. Not a whole lot has changed, only with the whole soft toys and stuff like that and indoor shoes. But I think the indoor shoes for that age is nicer than them having to wear their runners all day long.
Right, anyway. Okay. So the idea is they put these shoes on when they get there and these are worn in the creche while they're there.
Yeah, and they don't come home. So they're just his creche shoes. I send in a little pair of slippers, and that's what he wears when he comes in. He takes the shoes and the coat and stuff off, and then he just wears his slippers and his indoor stuff.
One of the things that we've mentioned on this show over the last number of weeks is the people who have been affected the most, in my opinion, by this whole pandemic has been our children, because it has just totally upended their world without even being able to explain properly to them why all this has happened. So he was delighted and straight away knew where he was, knew the people, and had a...
He ran in and ran to the favourite fire truck in his creche room. He ran straight to that and couldn't believe that he had it in his hands again. So he was delighted. Now, I have a 5-year-old that every time I drive past his school, I really wish I was going into school to see my teacher and my friends. And I'm like, I know, I wish you were too, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's great for them. I couldn't believe how happy my 2-year-old was. He'd be very into himself, as in he wouldn't give anybody a hug or go to anyone. He's more mammy and daddy. But he ran in yesterday and said goodbye to me and didn't cry. I was expecting tears yesterday, and he just had a smile ear to ear.
Well, that's great. It really is. And I can see from some of the messages coming into us, a lot of parents saying the same thing, that it was an amazing experience to see the kids' faces light up, if nothing else. And that just shows how important that social interaction is for kids, young kids particularly.
Yeah, I think it's great for the kids, and it's great for the parents as well. It's hard 24. I know there are kids, and we had them for that reason. But 24/7 and no creche, no mixing with other children, they get bored at home.
Yep.
And then when they're bored, they're bold. So that's extra stress.
Okay, so you were a little bit nervous, but the way they had the whole thing set up, you were much more relaxed, and your son enjoyed his day.
Yeah, he's gone in today as well, happy, skipping in. They have their own cutlery and all labels with their names now, so they're not putting them in the dishwasher and they get whatever bowl. His name is on it, so that's specifically his, and no one else uses that, only him.
Very good.
So I think I prefer that as well, rather than when they were just getting any ball handed them, really, you know.
Well, as I said, listening to that lady Karen a while ago and listening to your experience, it sounds like the industry is stepping up to the plate, is putting the safe protocols in place to make it easy for, or easier for, parents like yourself, Amy, to send your child back to creche.
Yeah, 100%. Fair play to all of them for putting the effort in. Like, the transition in yesterday was flawless. Like, there was no parents, there was no clusters of parents. We all have our set times to drop the kids in, and that's that. So it was great. So they're doing prayer room. Like, I think they have 7 rooms. So 7 parents from one room get like a 8:30 slot to drop their kids. So it's not 5 and 6 parents dropping from one room all together, so it's all kind of one.
It's staggered,
one
yeah.
Dropping
very good.
In, so.
That's great to hear.
Yeah,
all
it worked
right.
Very well, I have to say.
Amy, delighted to hear you had a good experience, and hopefully other parents who are nervous about it, who haven't brought their kids back to creche yet, who are putting it off, or maybe they're not back to work yet or whatever, will feel a little bit more reassured hearing your story. So good to talk to you, yeah. Amy. Thanks very much indeed.
No problem. Thank you.
And this is a WhatsApp voice note from Derek.
Morning, Adrian. We sent our son Aaron back to creche there yesterday, and he absolutely loved it. Got on great, not a bother. All the kids, they're in pods, 6 to a pod. They don't move from there. The toys are sanitized. You have to give them shoes to wear in the creche, shoes to wear outside. 3 different types of pants, jumpers, whatever. A rain jacket, and all that stuff stays up there, so when they get out of their inside shoes, they get into their outside shoes for going outside. Then when they come back in, they put on the shoes for the inside back on. Not a bother, and everything is one pick up at a time, one drop off at a time. Very well organised.
All right, well, that's brilliant, Eric. And like we said, the creche industry has definitely stepped up to the mark and has made its reopening very, very safe by all accounts. And I wish them all the very best of luck. And for those of you who are a little bit on edge about this, you can hear all of those experiences, all of those stories, to make you feel a little bit better. 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.